From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams is a well-known local history buff, so it should come as no surprise that her post-Hurricane Irma damage surveillance would include the loss of what are perhaps some lesser-known touchstones to our region's history. For Williams, that includes lamenting the loss of an iconic monkey puzzle tree planted some 100 years ago at the Koreshan Unity Settlement site in Estero. This loss pales in comparison to what could have been destroyed at the Koreshan State Historic Site, as well as the recovery struggles that many of our friends and neighbors are still experiencing, but it is a loss nonetheless. Luckily, though, this story has a happy ending, as Williams tells us in this week's essay.
In the days after Hurricane Irma, I found myself preoccupied with old buildings and trees. After I'd gotten the update on the Edison and Ford Winter Estates, my thoughts turned next to the Koreshan State Historic Site, and as soon as I had cell service, I called the site to ask how it had fared. "Oh, we did just fine," the woman who answered the phone told me. "Nothing important was damaged." I was beyond relieved, since that place is one of my favorite spots on the planet. It's where a group of high-minded pioneers planned to create their new Jerusalem along the Estero River in the middle of the subtropical scrub around the turn of the 20th century. Led by the charismatic Cyrus Teede, who renamed himself Koresh, the Hebrew transliteration of shepherd, the cultured, well-educated group valued science and industry while believing that the universe is a hollow sphere with humanity inhabiting its inner surface. In just 15 years, they amassed more than 5,700 acres and built a power plant, a sawmill, a bakery, concrete factory, plant nursery, boat works, art gallery, general store, and a state-of-the-art printing plant, among other enterprises. They also tended a singular botanical collection, including the monkey puzzle trees. In the weeks and months after the hurricane, life galloped along at its usual breakneck pace, so it was only a few days ago that I got back to see for myself. The buildings looked fine, and though the bamboo landing was caution taped off, it looked pretty good too. Then I noticed a void in the tree line as I headed to Monkey Puzzle Island, a bridged spit of land that took its name from the pair of massive araucarias that towered there, trees commonly known as monkey puzzles on account of their spiral-spiked branches. Former Koreshan ranger Nancy Kilmartin told me the trees were given to the site's original homesteader, Gustav Domkohler, in the 1890s by Ewald Stupner, groundskeeper for Thomas Edison in Fort Myers. When I first saw them, 100 or so years later, they rose a good 80 feet into the Estero sky. My husband Roger and I courted in their stippled shade once upon a time, and we were married when Hurricane Charley toppled the first one in 2004. Our son Nash got to know the other one as he grew up. But that afternoon, as I crossed over to the island, I saw the reason for the unfamiliar sky space. The old tree was flattened, its carcass sprawling across the island, branches dried to auburn spikes, a few scraggly roots still clawing into the naked crater left when it fell. I walked around it, paying my respects, as I snapped a few iPhone photos of it. When I posted them on Facebook and sniffily wrote that the woman on the phone who told me nothing important was gone must not have thought much of that tree, a few friends gently rebuked me. Putting it in perspective, people actually live at the park, and there are also historic buildings, one wrote. With the exception of the cast iron cafe roof, the structures fared very well. Nobody was hurt, and homes were intact. Another wrote, "People are still fighting to remain in the count your blessings mode, which arguably could desensitize us to some of the losses." And you know what? My friends are right. I can't imagine how I'd have felt had the art hall or the planetary court blown apart. But still, trees matter, and I will miss this one terribly, which is why I was delighted to read another post a few hours later from the site itself. Quote, "The rangers have taken cuttings from the first tree that Charley toppled in 2004, and there are two saplings growing. I would presume that they would do the same with this one and start at least two or more in the original spot. The tradition will be carried on." And for that, I'm beyond grateful.